This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network with another voice in the news from Central Virginia. I'm Sean Tubbs. Area food banks have been reporting increases in the number of people who have sought assistance. A study released this week by America's Second Harvest, the nation's food bank, reports the problem is getting worse. On March 14, 2006, Marty White of the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank Network briefed reporters on what the study revealed in his area, which covers 25 counties and 9 cities from Campbell County to Winchester, including Charlottesville and Albemarle County. Here's Marty White.
Last year alone, we had 129,720 individuals come to one of our food pantries to receive food, a starting number, a good 11% of the population that we serve throughout our 12,000 square mile network. Of that, 38% of these, or 49,000 of these individuals, were children. 49,000 children were part of these households that were needing food served by the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. 56% of the clients are white, 32% are African American, 4% are Hispanic, and the Hispanic population is growing in the number of clients that we are seeing that we're serving. Startling also is that 38% of our clients also said, or almost 50,000 of our clients said, they had to choose between paying for food, buying food, or paying utilities, or paying for their rent or mortgage. Also, one of the most startling things that I have here to report is that 50%, actually 49% of the individuals who come to our food pantries to receive food, half of these individuals have someone in the household working. So you can see the number of working poor has increased dramatically, and that's where we are in this day and age. We're seeing more and more of the working poor are those that we are serving, people who are out there working one and two jobs who are trying to get by, an amazing number. And as far as people who are food insecure with hunger and food insecure without hunger, let me give you a definition of food insecurity. Food security means access by all people at all times to enough food for an active, healthy life. And what we're finding is that 79% of the clients that we serve don't have that food security. They're right on the edge. And 30% of those clients, over 30,000 individuals each day, are trying to get by and find enough food to survive. Some startling reports, as you can tell, in this land of ours. One of the things I also want to talk about is how many folks skip meals. We see here that roughly 47% of the adults who come to our pantries have had to skip meals this last year. That's a startling number in this day and age, that over 60,000 individuals are having to skip meals in order to get by. Probably one of the most disheartening facts I can talk to you about today is children. Children and hunger. Do you know that over 10,000 children last year alone had to skip meals often? And another 16,000 children had to skip meals sometime. That's over 26,000 children who are skipping meals because there's just not enough food at home. There's no money for food, and they're having to go without food. And in this day and age, we say that is something that should not be happening in our society. So to sum this up, the working poor, those who are trying to get by, those who are working one and two jobs, and the latchkey kids, what's happening in society today is adding to the hunger problem in America, in our region. And we're here today to say we need to do more to get folks signed up to the food stamp program, to the WIC program, to free and reduced breakfast and lunch programs, to get them signed up to free health insurance. We need to do more to make sure that these children and these adults who are working hard and find themselves in situations where, as our founder once said, there's more month at the end of the money. And I think that says it all. So in this day and age, we're putting out the call that no one should go hungry. We find in our survey that, quite honestly, there are probably more people going hungry because a lot of folks are ashamed. They go ahead and skip meals because they're ashamed because they can't afford food.
You're listening to Marty White, CEO of the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank Network. White also described what hunger issues face Charlottesville.
We're sitting right here in the city of Charlottesville. The city of Charlottesville, on our poverty index of the 34 jurisdictions that we serve, 9 cities and 25 counties, is number 2 in the percentage of poverty. A third of the children you see in the city of Charlottesville are in poverty. 30% of the adults in the city of Charlottesville are in poverty. As you can see the wealth around us, you can see that it's a lot of hidden hunger. And then you find areas like Loudoun County, which we serve, that have over 8,000 individuals in Loudoun County who live in poverty. But if you think about Loudoun County, can you think about working in a fast food facility in Loudoun County and having the average house cost $400,000 in Loudoun County? You can see that there are a lot of folks who are not keeping up with the areas in which they live. We see that in the city of Charlottesville. There are several issues in the city of Charlottesville that have addressed that very issue of a living wage recently, and even issues about being able to have affordable housing. So it's a real issue, and it impacts hunger, it impacts housing, the whole gamut of human needs.
Marty White of the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank Network. If you'd like to make a donation, contact the Thomas Jefferson Area Branch at 296-3663. That's 296-3663. I'm Sean Tubbs, and this is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, a public service of WordCast Productions. Thanks for listening.